Every 4 years, Texas Democrats talk up the possibility of turning the state blue. This year may be their best shot in decades. Recent polls in Texas show Joe Biden in a virtual dead heat with President Trump. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports.
Carla Braley was at her home in Houston when the news broke that Joe Biden named Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate.
My daughter was exercising, who's 11 years old, and she couldn't figure out why I was like screaming. I was, oh my God, this is really happening.
As a black woman, Braley says she was elated by the choice. And as vice president of the Texas Democratic Party, she says it'll make a big difference in her work getting out the vote this fall.
I think that we can do a good job of winning Texas locally. So a lot of my focus will be on precinct chairs, getting them involved, getting them the tools that they need.
Everything they need to compete. Rebecca Acuna is Biden's Texas state director.
We're working really hard to get our base to turn out in higher numbers, whether that's Latinos, African Americans, AAPI.
That's Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders.
We are focused also on women. We are also focused in getting our numbers up in rural Texas.
Though conservative rural Texas will be quite a lift, Jay Iyer of the University of Houston downtown says at the very least, Democrats need not to get swamped in the rural counties. But what they really need to do, he says, is run up big wins in the major urban centers in the suburbs.
The advantage still remains for President Trump, but this is definitely much closer than we've seen at any time since 1976.
That's the last time a Democrat won Texas in a presidential contest. Democrats do have some reason to be hopeful, according to Rebecca Dean, who chairs the political science department at UT Arlington.
They seem to be doing the right things with regard to party building that they've not done in previous cycles. So they've learned from 2018. They have a much more solid ground game, and it appears to be that way across the state.
In 2018, the last statewide contest, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke lost to Senator Ted Cruz by less than 3 percentage points. But Republican political consultant Matt Mikowiak doesn't think midterm elections are a good predictor of presidential campaigns. And he's not convinced Democrats have the money they need to carry the state.
To run a statewide campaign in Texas, you would need at least $20 million. And really, at the presidential level, you probably need more like 30 to 40. So the most likely scenario is neither side will make significant statewide investments in Texas.
Mikowiak is also skeptical of polling that shows Biden tied with Trump here, saying most of it just focuses on registered voters. Still, at least one poll, Morning Consult, shows Biden with a one-point lead among likely voters. Cameron Easley is a senior editor with the polling firm.
I think what this data shows today is certainly that, Texas is a much more competitive race than the Trump campaign wants it to be.
That's not something Democrats can take for granted, says Almeda Dent, a delegate to the Democratic Convention from Houston.
From what I'm looking at, it just looked like Trump has a good chance of pulling Texas. I don't know if he's going to win across all of the United States, but it looks like he's going to win Texas. And that's sad.
Because Dent believes Democrats already have enough people registered to win the state, if all of them actually voted. For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.